I look real good today. I look real good today. I look real good today.
Wait!
Oh, I'm sorry. Seacrest is over.
Oh, is he over? Okay,
yeah, it's
I'm
over.
Sorry.
Did you hear all those awesome songs featured in that promo?
I, for one, I'm excited.
I don't know what either one of you are talking about. I believe the iHeart... Whatever, what's it called?
What was it? What were you listening
to? What's it called?
Music Festival.
Music. iHeart Music Festival is
Awards.
One of the best things that we do around this corporation. I think it's a fantastic idea. Whoever came up with it.
Oh, me too.
And we only do it three times a year.
Is he not on?
He's on. Go.
No, he's...
What?
He's not.
Oh, what? No. You have the wrong mic. That's not my fault.
Right, can you hear me now?
Thank you. Thank you.
So
not my fault.
There were two of them sitting here.
Stupid ding dong.
You're making fun of falling old people.
Right.
Okay. We'll get to Coach Mack in a second because I understand that's a lead story. But we did do a story last week about a Kentucky school. Was it in Oldham County where they were hissing and they're allowing kids to be cats or dogs?
Mm-hmm. No, I thought that was down in,
coming to JCPS soon.
No, it was Oldham County, was it not?
Well, then there's two schools because there was one down like Brandenburg was doing it.
Okay. Well, we're not alone. In Midland, Texas... Get ready.
Well, you know what? In Texas, they'll just shoot.
Environment where there are kids that identify as a furry, a cat or a dog, whatever. And so yesterday I heard that at least one of our schools in our town has in one of the unisex bathrooms, a litter box for the kids that identify as cats.
Okay. That's how stupid this nation has come.
One.
With this, let's accept everybody for how they are.
One. I need to have my own personal space. How does that vibe with unisex bathroom?
You got to be kidding
you
me.
You have a unit.
Sorry. Just kidding around. Sorry.
I'm going to allow it.
You can't allow it.
But when it comes down to the litter box in the bathroom, that's just simply clawful. Awful. I'm trying.
I'm stolen.
Guys at school know who the puppies are.
That's right.
All right.
Show me your puppies, and they take you to the bathroom. That's a bunch of dudes going.
I want to try to think that there's not a school administrator that would think that a litter box in the bathroom would be a good idea.
Allowing people to show up and identify as cats is your first mistake.
What parent allows you on the bus identifying as a furry?
Let's hear it again. This is a concerned mom in Midland Public School Board meeting. I wonder if their school board is awesome as ours.
It's not
on your side.
Has to be.
They are put in an environment where there are kids that identify as a furry, a cat or a dog, whatever. And so yesterday I heard that at least one of our schools in our town has in one of the unisex bathrooms, a litter box for the kids that identify as cats.
Okay. But at the same time, I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid, and just because they identify that, they're in school. But at the same time, it might teach these children that anything is possible.
That was a long drive.
You know
that
what?
Was.
We identify as morons, and we didn't get any special treatment.
All right.
Who changes
the litter box?
That's a good question.
Hey, wait a minute. When I was a kid, I was a little fat kid. My mother always did say he was a little husky.
I'm going to allow that.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I'll allow that one. That's not a bad deal.
I got one to land.
I don't feel as bad as for my pet rock in the 1970s anymore.
You still have a pet
rock. I do not.
What about your magnetic bracelet?
Okay. Yes. Okay. I did buy one of those because I thought it gave me extra balance. But I'm not the only one, David.
Well, what would happen is people would have this bracelet on and go, okay, stand there. Then they'd push you and you'd fall. And then you'd put the bracelet on, do it again, and then you wouldn't fall. Why? Because you braced yourself for the push the second time.
I actually had a doctor tell me, absolutely it works. And I went,
really?
And he goes, yes, you have iron in your blood, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes, it's a magnetic. It all works together. And I was like, really? Remember, I used to wear them religiously.
What crackpot doctor did you go to?
I'm not a crackpot, and I told him that while he was in my office.
It was Dr. Fauci.
Wouldn't that suck all the blood to your wrist then?
Yeah, wouldn't your wrist just swell up?
Why don't you all shut up?
All
now,
the blood
I wasn't
would leave
the only
head.
One. Remember all the NFL quarterbacks were wearing
Everybody
it? Tom Brady
it.
Was wearing it. Out at Churchill Downs, they were buying
Tom
five
Brady.
Of them.
Yes.
And they were buying five of them and putting them under the saddle at Churchill Downs. I was like, this is it. You got to wear it. And I used to get pissed when people didn't believe it.
I still don't believe it.
No, it's not. It doesn't work.
Yeah, you know what? It worked. It works on gullible people like you. Yes.
That's not nice.
Oh, no, but it's true.
On this baby Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right, so $133,000 a month for the next 3 years. Oh, boy.
$133,333.33.
Wow. A month.
Yes.
For the next 3 years, not to coach U of L.
Somebody's getting ad-free Hulu.
Yes, but is he happy?
But is he happy?
Speaking about getting the boot, did you see where Neil Young said, hey, Spotify, if you don't remove Joe Rogan, I want you to remove all of my catalogs, all my song.
Yeah.
Well, Spotify said, okay, let's see. Joe Rogan has 11 million listeners. You're a stinky hippie that's irrelevant. Okay, Mr. Stinky Hippie, have a nice day. Go home and play with your trains.
He's been on that brand since the 1960s. He hasn't changed. And I'm not surprised by it.
But now he's against free speech. Mr. Free Speech Hippie is against free speech. He's wanting to cancel everybody, and he winds up getting canceled himself.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. I think it was glorious. Yeah, I don't think he's cares. I've never been a fan of Neil Young.
No, he's sort of a jerk.
Any man
that leaves his wife while she's suffering from cancer,
I don't know that story. Yeah, but no, I just saw a video of him when he recorded Old Man, and he's kind of
seems strangely appropriate.
He's belittling the photographer, and the crowd kind of laughs and claps, and I was like. You know, I was like, dude, the guy's doing his job, and you're sitting there, and he did it in that smarmy little way, and I was just like, I can see why people in the industry were like, yeah.
Southern man don't need you around anyhow.
Well, if you don't have Neil Young, you don't get the greatest Southern rock song of all time.
I don't know if Sweet Home Alabama is the greatest Southern
rock. Yeah.
I guess probably in popular. Okay, I'm getting the look. It is. Okay, it is. You're right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're right.
Name a better Southern rock song.
Oh, that would be David Allan Coe, You Don't Call Me By My Name.
Mm. Or Give Me Back.
That's more country.
Give Me Back My Bullets. Give me back my bullets.
No.
Come on.
Traveling Man?
No.
There's a couple 38 special songs I love, but they're not bigger than Skinner.
And that's a Van Zandt, too.
Isn't 38 Special just an MTV band?
38 Special is
no.
Leonard Skinner Light.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner Light's pretty damn good. Yeah.
They're like a pop Leonard Skinner.
Of course, their greatest song was Teacher.
Okay, so let's stay on doctors or jerks.
Yes, let's do that. That way I can weigh in.
Sometimes doctors are big fat jerks.
You're a Rand Paul.
Hey, man, all right, settle down. Settle down. He's not saying you, Fauci.
Let him mow his lawn, Fauci.
Fact. The inability to pronounce the letter R is called rhoticism.
Ara.
Making it impossible for the sufferers to pronounce their own affliction.
Ara, you going to get a vaccine today.
That's awesome.
Doesn't that take a world-class jerk face to name the affliction of not being able to pronounce the letter R?
That's like if you can't pronounce S, calling it Mississippi Syndrome.
Yes. What? At some point, did not someone in the room go, we can't do this. This is not.
What's wrong with you?
Oticism.
I can't tell you.
Just
as a goof.
I can't tell you.
Oh, I've got a story Squatch will love.
Okay.
Starting on January 31st, these are McDonald's menu hacks that will be officially available.
I saw these.
And they're crediting the people that came up with them. The first one, the hash brown McMuffin.
Whoa.
A hash brown goes inside of the sausage McMuffin. And that's it.
My mom used to make a French fry sandwich.
Hang on.
And I said, that was kind of disgusting. Do we like this? Do we like this idea?
Explain that last recipe again.
It's just a hash brown in a McMuffin.
It was over my head.
I thought there was more. It was just Sarah talking. It gives it that extra little crispy bite.
I don't want it.
Can we get that delivered now here?
Yeah, at McDonald's on Barstown Road.
Only available during breakfast hours. Then there's the crunchy double.
Breakfast hours, Dave.
That's right.
Crunchy what?
The crunchy double. This is from Greg Sims.
Who's he?
Chicken McNuggets topped with a double cheeseburger, then drizzled with barbecue sauce.
Ooh, okay. I allow that. I will allow that.
I can tell you one hack that will be on here will be something involving the shake because...
I'm sorry, sir. Our shake machine's broken.
Because people don't clean it at night like they're supposed to.
You know how Krispy Kreme has hot now or fresh now? Is it hot now or fresh now? Hot now. hot now.
Baked?
I don't know.
Or something hot, fresh
it's
now.
The neon. I think it's
Krispy Kreme is when the light's on. It's
yeah,
hot.
I think it's hot now.
Yeah.
McDonald's should get a neon for outside that says, hey, the shake machine's working.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's one for Squatch. The Land, Air, and Sea from Julian Broadway. It's a McChicken stacked on a Big Mac stacked on a Filet-O-Fish.
Ooh.
No, you keep that. I'm not doing the Filet-O-Fish.
That might be a little too much for me.
I'm not doing the chicken and the Big Mac. It's, look, if, I don't know. I will eat a lot of things from McDonald's.
I will, too.
Any fish product,
I'm not.
You're
going
to go ahead and need to keep.
Yes. I love their fish filet.
It might be pretty good.
I'll tell you what. You go ahead. I'll get that one, and you can eat the fish filet part.
No, we're going to eat all three. We need to do this. We need to do that. What is it? The chicken sandwich, the fish sandwich, and a hamburger?
And a Big Mac.
A Big Mac.
I will tell you, since McDonald's went to the fresh burger instead of the frozen, that quarter pounder is strong.
Oh, the quarter pounder
is strong.
Like, the juiciness is solid.
The juiciness is strong.
I don't think I've had McDonald's for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Oof.
The final one is the surf and turf, which is a filet of fish on a double cheeseburger.
Okay.
No, too far.
I want to try it.
Too far.
All right.
Too far.
What about you, Dave?
That's pretty much the same as the chicken one, though.
I like the filet of fish.
I do, too.
Okay, on that note.
As long as it's cooked enough.
This is a perfect segue, Dave. Good job.
I say fish in parentheses.
To the Mike Lennings restaurant is back open as of today.
Oh, wow.
It is the 98th season. 98th.
Why aren't we there now?
I don't know. It opened in 1925.
We need to get somebody from Mike Lennings on to tell the history of that.
We used to do. We've done tons of shows out there.
Tony Cruz did a remote there on opening day.
But if you... My only problem is if you drive there, it's like driving to Lexington and back sometimes.
Here's my Mike Lennings imitation.
Mike, can I get your orders up?
Yep.
What? Who?
Mike, can I get your order up?
What? Wait, was that me?
Mike, can I get your order up?
I have the joke of the day.
Okay, great.
If you have any blondes in the car, get them out or turn the radio off.
Yeah.
They probably won't understand it anyway.
Right, there you go. That's not the joke.
I married a blonde.
An actual blonde.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Blonde number one.
Oh.
What does IDK stand for? Mm. Brunette says, I don't know. Blonde says, oh, my God, nobody does.
Right.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, there's another one. Hey, Tony.
What do you do when a blonde throws a hand grenade at you?
Well, gee, I don't know. Get out of there.
That's awfully violent.
You pull the pin and throw it back. Last one.
All right.
For a blonde, what's long and hard?
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Get the dump button.
A submarine.
We can do this one.
Fourth grade. We love you, blondes. We love you. We love you. We only say it in fun. That is your joke of the day, January 27th, 2022. Sasquatch, have a good day.
Me and my beautiful blonde bride, Susan Tyler Witten, we spend every single Friday night together at Bare Knolls Pizza. We're counting down. Counting down the minutes to Friday. But it doesn't have to be a weekend to go to Bare Knolls Pizza. Anytime you walk into a Bare Knolls, it's a special occasion. Bare Knolls Pizza is the pizza that constantly gives back to Louisville and Southern Indiana. Not to mention, the Mama Bare Knolls is the greatest creation in the universe. If you don't want pizza, they've got sandwiches, they've got pasta, they got salads. Do yourself a favor, check out their menu. You're going to be amazed. Everything is delicious and everything is perfect when you go to Bare Knolls Pizza. Dine in, carry out, delivery. Bare Knolls Pizza, yeah, it's that good. Stick around. Brad Garrett is on the way. He's going to be talking about illegal ghost guns. What are they? Find out. Plus, I Am Dex. We're going to hear the author of that book, plus much, much more, including our money and the news. On News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
Don't forget about our Cops Rock segment coming up.
Yes, we got a great one. That's going to be at 10:05, and we have a great story by Dave. Also, a wonderful story from an LMPD officer. Speaking of LMPD officers, 11:35, I Am Dex, or I Am Pitts. We're going to be talking to Dexter Pitts about his new book. He's an LMPD officer. It's a really, really good book. We won't be able to cover it all, naturally, but I got some stories I want him to tell.
The city of Bardstown and the University of Louisville have a lot in common. They seem to get in trouble a lot.
Oh, do they?
The former chief financial officer from the city of Bardstown was arrested by federal officers Tuesday morning. Tracy Hudson, 41, is facing a federal wire charge for scheming to defraud the city of Bardstown out of $762,000.
Wow.
According to the U.S. Attorney's Office.
How much? How much?
$762,000.
Makes it sound even worse.
My question is, she did this between 2013, or allegedly did this between 2013 and 2019, and was taking cash from the city funds for personal use or paying herself for false reimbursements. What job does she, I know she's CFO, but what expenses do you have that somebody's not questioning $762,000 over a couple of years? We'll get back to
it. We'll get back to this. Brad Garrett right now with ABC. He is a terrorist analyst.
He's not a terrorist.
Brad, you're not a terrorist.
Call him a terrorist for you, goof.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Brad, what's going on, buddy?
Brad, I will say that my partners are emotional terrorists.
Right, correct.
Yeah, good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about these ghost guns and see if I can find out. To the best of my knowledge, a ghost gun is when, and teenagers, anybody can do this, you could purchase different components online and all but assemble a weapon yourself. Is that the entire, because I break down all of my firearms and put them together, and it seems like anybody could do this. What is the ghost gun?
So a ghost gun basically are... It starts with components of the gun. The law says that you have to have less than 80% of the components of a gun to call it a firearm. So gun component manufacturers, there's a huge one outside Reno in Nevada. They make, and legally, they make these gun components. And you can go online, order them. There's no background check. There's no dealing with a federal firearms instructor. Licensed person. It's all between you and this gun component company. They send you the parts in 2 to 3 mailings. So there's never clearly anywhere close to 80% of a firearm, quote unquote, in one of these packages. You get it. You may have to use a drill, drill a couple of holes. And typically within an hour or so, you could put together an AR-15, an AK-47, all sorts of different, obviously, semi-automatic handguns. So there's no serial number. There's no record of it. There's no check. So it's basically wide open. It's kind of like going on Amazon and, you know, ordering a sweater, in effect. I mean, nobody knows you ordered that sweater, and that's kind of where you fall with ghost guns.
Right, and that was going to be my next question is, when you manufacture one of these yourself, because you're getting all the parts, all the components in 3 different mailings, that leaves with no serial number and no tracing.
Correct.
How is this something that goes on a lot, or is this something new?
No, it's been going on for quite a while, but it's really growing. And, you know, for a number of reasons, obviously. If you were restricted from going down to a firearms dealer in Kentucky, no one's checking if you're a convicted felon, if you're convicted of domestic violence, which precludes you from possessing firearms, or if you're a teenager underage, because it's like ordering anything else. But because there is no record, it's very difficult for law enforcement, if not impossible, then to trace you. Let's say you have committed a number of robberies or shot a number of people, you know, the shell casings from the scene, they go into ATF's ballistic system, and you can match crime scenes to particular guns. It would be difficult to do in this case because there's no history of the gun in question. So it's a big, big problem for law enforcement. It's growing. Some city and county chiefs and sheriffs are concerned about the growing number of them that they are finding at crime scenes, or ultimately finding a bad guy, and he has a ghost gun.
This is one giant loophole, obviously. Is there any way to stop this? I know you need spare parts. Could we maybe have maybe one part, Brad, that you had to get through a licensed dealer? There's got to be a way to halt this.
Well, you know, if you look at, and this is just one example, President Biden once the law changed to basically to have the gun component manufacturers, totally different than Colt fill in the blank. These are component folks, is that they have to put a serial number on them, and then he wants them shipped to federally licensed firearm dealers, just like, you know, you go to today to purchase a firearm, and then you would have to pick the gun up from them. Now, if you did that, obviously, there would be a record of it. There'd be a serial number that would be entered. You'd pick up the weapon, and then whatever rules and regulations your city, county, or state require, you'd have to abide by those, just like you do with any firearm, and go on. You know, the Second Amendment folks think that's too intrusive. They think that, some of them, of course, think that, you know, you should be able to buy these weapons just like anything else, and you're protected by the Second Amendment. So, you know, it gets into that emotional discussion about guns and gun control.
I'm a big Second Amendment person, but I'm for that.
Me too.
Yeah, it's I try to stay away from this because any suggestion of a restriction or asking a gun owner to pause for a second before he buys a gun, everyone freaks out and wants to punch you in the face. But I've seen this for decades. We've done remotes at gun shows, and the tables are set up in a row. Okay, so the guy will tell you, "Of course, I can't sell you," as he winks, the entire machine gun. But if you buy this part, the next table is at the next part. The next part is at the next table. You go down the seven tables, you buy it, and then you put it together when you get home. It's been going on for decades. I don't know how you're going to stop that, seriously.
Are they safe?
No. Well, are they safe? Sure they're safe. I think that because they're, you know, you have to separate two things here. There's a thing called 3D printer guns.
Right.
You make the gun with a 3D printer. They have all sorts of safety issues and functionality issues. But these are folks who know how to make, I mean, these are real parts just like you guys take your guns apart. I mean, these are real parts. It's just that they have to be drilled, mounted together to make it, quote unquote, legally defined a firearm. I don't see a way of stopping it. I mean, I will tell you that I live in D.C. They're banned here. They're also banned in California. But how do you ban somebody going online and ordering something? I mean, you don't, right?
No.
If it's not regulated, then, you know, it becomes illegal, obviously, once you get it, assemble it. And then if you live in one of these locations, You're not lawfully in possession of it, but who would know you would have it until, you know, perhaps you're caught in a crime or doing something illegal.
And listen, Brad, I'm on Dave's side with this. I'm a gun owner. I've owned guns most of my adult life. I'm an NRA member. But at the same time, I think that some loopholes need to be closed, and you can't really single out one manufacturer. Like, for example, you say you could sell anything online except for the barrel, or anything but a firing pin, or anything, something that's going to be something that it needs to function with or can't fire. But then you're just singling out one person. Can this be mitigated at all, or do you just have to ban? I mean, you can't ban gun parts, could you?
Well, I suppose you could. I just don't see that happening. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, if you make ghost guns illegal, in other words, you just can't legally buy them and put them together, how do you, as I said earlier, excuse me, how do you enforce that? I mean, people don't enforce you buying sweaters on Amazon, right? So it's the same thing. If there's no front-end regulation, you'd have to do something, I suppose, like Biden is proposing. However, the technology now is there. Do you then drive it into the, you know, the dark net and the black market?
Right.
Yeah, but the genie, Brad, the genie's out of the bottle. You can't go back. Right. I mean, there's too many guns on the road. I read an article once where they had a picture of a teddy bear and a handgun, and they were like, the manufacturer of this teddy bear has 52 regulations that they have to do before they could sell this teddy bear. The eyeball has to be sewn into a certain, it has to be fireproof. There's all these 52. The gun has zero. You got to start with somewhere, but it's such an emotional topic for so many people. It's hard to get past it.
Yeah, it is. And I just think that we just need to be reasonable about this. Clearly no one's talking about people not being able to purchase firearms lawfully. It's just that when you literally have no regulation on something that can be deadly, And I'm really concerned about the number of kids I read about that order these in the mail. There was this case just north of me in Montgomery County, Maryland, where a teenager ordered one, got three deliveries, put it together, and he critically shot another student in a high school bathroom. I mean, it's just, and kids accidentally shooting themselves because, you know, all of us know if you have guns, you have to be responsible and you have to know the safety factors that goes along with having a firearm. You know, with this, it's kind of like anybody can order it, anybody can put it together. And so that also creates some really dicey, potentially lethal situations.
Well, years and years and years ago, when I cleaned my first firearm, I found out how simplistic it is to put one back together. Mm-hmm. And I'm against these two, the burner phones. There's no good to have a burner phone. You just go into a convenience store and get it. This is the lethal version of a burner phone for me. Hey, Brad, listen.
Oh, before we let you go, let's tackle abortion. You ready, guys?
No, please.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
thank you, Brad Garrett.
Thank you so much, okay?
See you guys.
All right.
It's a touchy topic, but I found it interesting.
This one's not for me.
Well, no, but it's touchy amongst everyone. Like Tony said, it's a.
It's. I don't even have the conversation anymore.
It's a powder keg.
You can't even bring it. It's a powder keg.
I do want to say that I'm pro Second Amendment, and I have several firearms. I've got a concealed carry.
But
NRA.
It shouldn't mean that you just get to do whatever you want and no regulation and nothing. When America is all about regulation, there's a regulation for this microphone has probably 100 regulations attached to it. But it's hands off if it's a gun or a bazooka.
It's almost like asking people to show an ID before voting. Absolutely.
That's awful.
Absolutely ridiculous.
That's restricting people's rights.
That's right.
Next thing you're going to do, you have to show an ID to get on a plane.
No,
and
you
I'll
got
be pissed.
It.
Oh, no,
come
don't.
On.
No.
You don't think that'll happen?
At the bank?
No.
Don't ask me.
Shut up, Dave. No. Now you're going too far. You're going to give them ideas.
What about to get a vaccine?
Oh, shut up, Fauci.
Hey, would you all please stop it? Everybody, settle down and save it for the big game against state. And enjoy some of this good CBD to help you calm down.
I need some.
Up in Smoke. Yeah, have a CBD gummy while you're out there. Hey, Up in Smoke got me and my wife Susan on CBD about 3.5 years ago. If you don't know the benefits of CBD, please do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Go to the Google machine and find out. Look up some of the recent scientific discoveries on CBD. You're going to be amazed. Then run, don't walk, to your neighborhood Up in Smoke. Why Up in Smoke? Because they're professionals. They have been in the CBD game since day number one. They're the experts. They helped me and my wife decide which CBD was the correct for us. They got us going. They have several different brands, even different delivery methods, including CBD gummies, salves, bombs. We use the tincture. It's just an eyedropper, a couple of drops under your tongue. Check out your neighborhood Up in Smoke or check them out online at up, the letter N, smokeonline.com.